Tristan's words rang in my ears over and over again. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. That definitely wasn't the reaction I was expecting after I'd told him I was carrying his child, which I hadn't yet. The news stuck in my throat, and suddenly, that little surprise box on his desk, wrapped in gift paper to conceal tiny white booties, didn't belong there. How in the world did this perfect morning turn into a nightmare? The room seemed hazy, and I felt weak in the knees. The golden streams of sunlight filtering between the blinds like ribbons of silk lent the situation an unreal quality. The setting completely didn't match what was going on inside me. Rage slowly boiled in my veins, but I couldn't let him see it. Pigs would fly before I let a man affect me this way. I would raise this baby on my own if I had to. Forcing adrenaline into my body, I squared my shoulders, forming a quick plan in my mind. I had to get out of there, and it had to be now. Recovering from a gunshot, pregnant, and fired, now topped my resume. I stood there staring at Tristan with my mouth open, waiting for that perfect moment my brain would think of something wise to say so I could leave without arousing suspicions. Unfortunately, my brain, bathed in new hormones that I hadn't quite figured out yet, did not want to cooperate. Shit. I should close my mouth. I cannot show him I'm weak. I am a strong woman. I always have been. As soon as Tristan noticed my gaze darting from him to his desk, I rushed toward the gift. Yep, my brain was definitely fried with the estrogen levels of a deranged pregnant woman. He blocked my way and grabbed my wrist before I could reach for the little box. How dare he? I knew he could be a jerk sometimes. After all, his job as a private investigator required him to act like one in desperate circumstances, but I had no idea he could be that much of a jerk. Inside, I screamed for him to get the fuck away from me. But again, my mouth was perfectly shut in a straight line. I'd left my job for him. I'd let him place me in danger and even helped rescue his ex-girlfriend from a drug maniac who almost sold her to a pimp. I'd spread my legs nice and wide so he could knock me up. Actually, I'd be lying if I said I regretted our sexual relationship. Tristan blew my mind every time we had sex, in the most exotic and delicious kind of way. The past 3 weeks of abstinence, due to my recovery, had left me wanton and drooling like an animal in heat. I'd wanted Mr. Sexy over there to touch me and rock my world the way he had before the nearly fatal incident, but he hadn't. And up until now, I'd assumed the gunshot wound, a whack in the head, and a near disastrous undercover operation had scared him off a bit to touch me. I'd thought he'd wanted me better first, when in fact he'd been distancing himself to bear the bad news. And then in the hospital, I found out I was pregnant. The little bundle of joy in my tummy was a surprise, but now that it had happened, I couldn't be happier, except for the being fired part just now. This was how he repaid me, the mother of his child, by firing me from the only job I had? Yet there he stood, all smug, with that cute dimple on his chin and the scar on his bottom lip that twisted his smile into a sexy, lopsided grin. Oh, how I wish I could touch that lip. And why were my nipples hardening from just looking at him? Stop thinking about Tristan and sex. My conscience decided to be vocal in the back of my mind. This was all about Kendra, wasn't it? He still loved her. And as much as I wanted to believe he would let Julian, his older brother, and Kendra be, he'd never let her go.
"What's this?" he asked,
picking up the box with his other hand before I grabbed it. "Give it back, you jerk. It's not for you." Everything inside me shook. I wiggled out of his grip and reached for the box, like a little girl, as he held it high above his head. I jumped up and down a few times. The scene reminded me of a playground, and I did not care a bit how immature I looked or sounded.
"Jerk? Allie, I think you misunderstood my intention."
The care in his voice didn't match what he'd just done.